The Algonquin Radio Broadcasting Program has been more than a classroom. It's been a community. As the final class prepares to sign off, we asked our alumni, what did Algonquin Radio mean to you?
It's really been like life-changing because everything I learned in that short program, I've used in my career. Since graduating in 2017, I've used literally everything. I can't think of a way that it really hasn't had an impact on my life at this point.
I'm Bob Perot, class of 2000, currently operations manager at 88.1 MyFM and 92.3 WOW FM. The radio broadcasting program at Algonquin means the world to me. It changed my life. I had little direction. I was 25 years old. Here we are, a quarter century later, and I'm still doing it and loving it, and that is thanks to the radio program.
My name is Dauda Dumbia, and I graduated in 2020. What the program means to me is the fact that whenever I go into the station, I get to at least walk in knowing that I'm with well and like-minded individuals who I get to banter with, not just in the station, but also outside of it as well, even after graduation, and honestly, I'm going to miss that as well.
It's Emily Chatwood here from the class of 2020. The radio broadcasting program meant so much to me, getting to meet so many lifelong friends, fantastic professors, and amazing radio industry connections across the country.
Hi, my name's Hannah Toth, and I graduated in 2021, and the radio broadcasting program meant so much to me. It was a place where I could meet others who liked the same stuff as I did, and just being able to connect with like-minded people that maybe you wouldn't on the street or anything like that. Like, I definitely think the program meant a lot to who I've become, who I am, and for my friendships that I've made, lifelong ones.
This is JC Coots. I was a student at Algonquin from September of 2003 until August of 2004. It saddens me that this is the end. Algonquin's always been the program. When I talk to young students who want to go into radio, I always would recommend Algonquin as the top choice for a program because it had amazing people running it. It was such an amazing program.
Hey grads, this is Joel Scott. I graduated the program in 1995, and it was just a wonderful 2 years of my life. What did the radio program mean to me? It was a gift. At the time I got the program, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, and when I got into the radio program, it was immediately clear in the first week, and the program led me on a journey for 22 years that I carry to this day. The lessons I learned in radio, the friendships I learned, the mentors, the connections, the business connections, all of that was just an incredible gift that would never have been possible without the Algonquin College radio program. I wish you all nothing but happiness and success moving forward. I hope that you and your classmates have a great start to your career, and I wish you all the best moving forward.
I'm Lana Payne. I'm currently a professor here at the radio broadcasting program at Algonquin College, but I'm also a graduate of the program from 1997. This program has meant so much to me and has been a pivotal part of my life. I met so many great friends during my time in the program, Dan, Stu, Connie, Shelley, to name a few, but I also met my husband. Yes, Simon Payne and I have been married now for over 25 years, and we do have a daughter. She's 20 years old. I had a bit of a revelation this year when I walked in to start teaching this year and realized it was 30 years ago that I met my husband, and we were both the exact same age that my daughter is now. It's really fascinating to me to be able to teach in the same part of the building where I experienced all those wonderful memories all those years ago. I love the radio broadcasting program, and I'm so sad to see it ending, but I will always cherish these memories that I have and the future that it gave me.
Hi, my name is Maddie Eisenberg. I was in the Algonquin College radio broadcasting program in the 2016 graduating year. I was unsure of the career path I wanted to take, and I basically tried radio on a whim. Little did I know how much fun I was going to have in the program. Over the 2 years, it was probably the most fun I've ever had in school, let alone just in my life. The people that I met, the things that I did and accomplished were over and above what I thought I could ever accomplish. And then I did that for a living for a good 5 and a bit years. And I just want to thank the Algonquin College Radio Broadcasting Program for being the change that I needed in my life at that moment in my life, and I'll never forget it.
My name is Matthew Reisler, and I graduated from the radio broadcasting program in 2014. It was an incredible experience being part of the radio program because I was never a good student. I was a terrible student, in fact. So being in the radio program for me was finally doing something that I really, really loved doing. It was an opportunity to get away from being in high school where you are so broadly focused on so many things and narrow it down to something that I loved and something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
This is Mike Irvin, Class of 76 from the Algonquin College radio program. The program gave us a solid education in radio broadcasting, mentored by the best in the business, and created lifelong colleagues across the country.
The radio program meant a lot to me. It made me feel part of a small, close family, and I made friends there I still have to this day, and a lot of memories, whether it's the late nights working on assignments or, you know, covering news or elections. But I always looked at my time as CKDJ and air as some really fun times.
I'm Roberto Da Silva, class of 2003. What did the radio program mean to me? Kind of meant almost everything as far as my career goes. And not only that, my personal stuff too. I was a huge mumble mouther before I got into the program, and in the performance class got me to talk where actually people could understand me. Enunciation. It's meant a lot, and I'm sad to see it go.
Simon Payne, radio broadcasting program grad from 1997. And the program for me was really a launching pad for my career. The skills I learned in my 2 years there, the people I met, the job experience I gained in my fourth semester all directly led to where I am today, 30 years later, working as a production sound mixer. So thank you, Algonquin, for sending me on the right path.
The program may be ending, but the echoes live on. From the studios at Algonquin, this is CKDJ, celebrating the legacy of Algonquin Radio.